This is you.
K-U-T.
K-U-T, Austin.
Stop. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers had taught me when cool. Holding me down. Turning me around. Filling me up with your room.
Have to admit, it's getting better. A little better. All the time. Hello, and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast, focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer, and it's good to see you donning your black and gold. Well, I love when you wear this.
I try to remember. I don't always remember. I try to remember. I did remember today.
Today you did.
Today I did.
You look like a pirate.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's our mascot. Of course, it's
yes.
Good.
Okay,
the Buccaneers.
Just checking.
No. We like that.
So I have to say that I am impressed that in your busy schedule,
yes,
you had some time to sit down and contemplate and think about a topic you would like to discuss. You know, we're always asking listeners for topics they would like to discuss on the podcast, and if you have one, feel free to email it to me, jstaton@kut.org. We'd love to entertain that for future episodes.
Are you using the one that I suggested? Is that what you're...
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You make it sound much more cerebral than it was. I just had an idea. I said, why don't we talk about this? I didn't realize I was contemplating and philosophizing.
Well, I was trying to give you credit.
Don't do that.
Okay. Don't do that. No. So you... Well, why don't you say what you wanted to talk about since it originated with you?
Well, thinking about education and thinking about wellness. And it just got me thinking about how education informs wellness and good health, and how good health can be informed by education. So there's kind of two directions there. One, I think, is talked about a lot, which is, you know, what are we doing in higher education to provide as much wellness as we can for students who, you know, just as always, but I think even more so because of social media, you know, the anxiety and the depression and kind of all of the negative feelings and attributes that one normally associates to being young, I think becomes magnified because of social media and just being able to share that you know, poison. And that people talk about that a lot. I was interested in talking about the other direction.
All right. So the other direction is...
Which is how wellness and health can be actually positively influenced by education. And I never really thought about this until recently, which is to wonder, could you imagine a world where as we go to become better, now, of course, that's the job of education is to become better, but now physically to become better or mentally to become better, that part of that involves learning. So, for example, if you have a really bad habit that's bad for your health and you continually go and see a physician or some health specialist to get help, that what if when they are also helping you, there's a tiny bit of education? I'm not talking about getting a degree or even taking a full course, but just on a micro level, imagine if there was a little teeny bit of education to try to make you become more aware of how to live a more well or healthier lifestyle.
If you think about things like public service announcements,
right,
like those are really sort of designed
exactly
to do that.
Yep.
You know, if you think about over the years, I can think back to, you know, decades ago, Just Say No
right.
to Drugs.
Right.
You know, there have been anti-smoking campaigns over the years. The challenge there is always, you know, crafting a message that actually will lead to a behavior change.
That's right. And it's got to be bite-sized. So, again, you can't have like a full lecture or something. And it's got to be meaningful and thought-provoking. I would argue that maybe if we're dealing with an individual who is struggling with some kind of issue in terms of wellness, that individual might be a tad more open to saying, hey, maybe if I change my behavior, my lifestyle, or the way I kind of take care of myself, maybe this issue would slowly go away. So maybe it's a more of a captive audience. And how to do that, I don't have an idea, but I just think it's an interesting thought to see, can we offer education on a very micro level to other aspects of life just beyond school.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I was just going to ask you, what do you think are meaningful and powerful ways to convey that? Because one way to think about this sort of conundrum, if you will, is to take something from the classroom. I mean, let's take math or let's take sure. history. And if you want to really drive a math message home, you know, how do you deliver a math message so that it really hits home? Would some of those techniques or thoughts be translatable to a different kind of message?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
I don't know the answer. But.
Well, I mean, I think about, you know, the years of work I've done in offering mathematical ideas through video and remote technology, you know, through the videos I've done. And I wonder if one could create a very compelling, I mean, you kind of mentioned a PSA, a public service announcement earlier. But I mean, imagine like a commercial-like, but really well-produced and dramatic. So there's got to be like a real like, like it has to get to you about something dealing with wellness. And you are combating or facing an issue right now, which caused you to seek some help or some counsel. And then part of that help or counsel, whether it's to get a vaccine or whether it's to, you know, have surgery or whether it's just to, you know, get, I don't know, a prescription or to talk to someone. What if that were to end in watching a short video? And maybe you do it by yourself. So maybe they bring you into a kind of a tiny little, you know, a room and you watch a short, maybe, you know, 90 second to 2 minute video that is very thought-provoking and very kind of direct and in your face that gets you to think like, wow, if I change this behavior of mine, if I stop smoking or if I stop doing this bad habit, maybe I would feel better or maybe I would just be, you know, more well. I don't know. And what if that were part of the appointment, that it just becomes commonplace that, okay, I've spoken to you, suppose that maybe you're like a therapist and we've had a counseling session, and then you say, okay, well, great to talk to you, Ed. We'll see you next week. And by the way, now go into the room and watch this thing. And it becomes a practice. Well, maybe over time, I mean, 1 2-minute video is not going to do anything. But if it kind of is a kind of a continuation that keeps moving, maybe it stays in your head a little bit and we become more mindful and maybe we can change, which is the whole point, whether it's a wellness issue or intellectual learning, you know, becoming a more thoughtful kind of thinking person, it's about changing. And so how do we change who we are? This could be a way.
Well, and it's so interesting that you bring up the whole scenario of showing a video because, you know, from articles that I've read over time and research that's been done, sometimes the interpersonal interaction between a healthcare provider and somebody who's seeing that person can be a little tense, especially if the healthcare provider is delivering some kind of news right. or suggestion the person doesn't want to hear. For example, you know, you need to stop drinking alcohol.
Right.
It's doing this to your system, or no right. more caffeine, or quit smoking, or quit eating sweets and lose weight.
Right.
That can get really complicated. And that if there is learning going on, sometimes it goes out the window because you know, somebody feels bad in the relationship or somebody feels like they did something wrong, or, you know, it just gets so complicated that the message is lost in the stratosphere. But something
exactly.
like a video would be right. a very detached way to deliver a message that wouldn't be have all that baggage on it.
And it would have to be bite size. So these would have to be very, very small. And I loved what you suggested, which is that there has to be a rationale. There has to be reason. It's not just you're drinking too much and here's, you know, and alcohol's bad for you, so stop it. There's got to be a moment where you have an aha epiphany. Oh, I see what alcohol is doing to the liver or how it affects me and so forth. Even though the technical details will have to be left, of course, because it's overwhelming. But just to say, oh, I'm going to think about that the next time I have a glass of wine. And maybe that will change our behavior. Again, I'm not looking for dramatic change like you become a teetotaler. But maybe you drink a little less if that's an issue. And so to use the intellectual aspect or the mindful aspect, I find that very thought-provoking. And I would love to experiment and see that as part of the practice of how we perform wellness issues.
All right. So I have one more question that I'm really excited to ask, but
all right.
I want to get to the puzzler first because I'm also excited about that because I think,
time. Yes,
that I actually may have a solution.
Well, you almost always answer
Yeah, but
them.
It's just not always correct.
Well,
not that that's
we're not keeping score.
We're not.
Right.
49 to 32.
There you go. Now, let me remind our listeners what the challenge was from last week, and I'd love to hear you share. The question was just a simple arithmetic thing. You divide 40 by half and then add 10. All right, Jennifer Staten for the block.
Interesting. I heard it a different way this time.
Ah.
So I'm going to talk through, I'm sure, to everyone's delight and excitement.
They love hearing you.
So 40 divided by half is the first time I heard that as divide 40 in half.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I heard divide 40 by half.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is I've written a fraction here. 40 is the numerator and 1/2 is the denominator. So divide 40 by 1/2, right?
Well, I mean, I'm listening to you. I'm not going to grade you in midstream.
Oh, okay.
You have to give the complete
this is
work.
Just sort of, so that's a different arithmetic computation than divide 40 in half.
All right.
Now, here's where we're running into a little bit of cobwebs in the brain of how you deal with, but I'm pretty sure that...
Maybe you need to go to a healthcare provider to watch a video on dividing, on division.
I do. So let's try 80.
Okay, so let's try 80.
Let's try 80. That's my answer.
As your final answer?
Well, no, it's my rough draft.
You are so close. You got the hard part and you forgot the easy part. And add 10.
Oh, shoot. 90.
That is the correct answer. Congratulations, Jennifer Staten.
This is so interesting.
But you did what you normally would do, which is say, okay, 40, you take half of 40, that's 20, and then add 10, that's 30. And so that would be the great answer. But you're absolutely right. 40 divided by half is the same thing as 40 being multiplied by 2,
right,
which is 80, and then you forgot to add 10.
I forgot to add the 10. What's really interesting to me about that, and actually I think relevant to the conversation we're having, is it all hinged on listening. And you very purposefully said in the last episode, if I'm remembering right, I'm only going to say this once.
That's right. That's right.
And so I dutifully jotted down 40 and 1/2, and I came up with a couple of other possibilities.
Can you imagine if a wellness professional would say that? Okay, here's what you have to do to get better. I'm only going to say it
once. Right?
Really? Please say it a second time.
Well, and going back to the part about the relationship, I think sometimes when we are hearing either difficult information or new information or overwhelming information, whether it's in a doctor's office setting or whether it's in a classroom or perhaps office hours with a faculty member, there's a point where you kind of shut down, right? Like you can't listen as closely.
Can't process.
There's so much information.
Right.
You're starting to feel overwhelmed.
That's right.
So the whole idea of listening, I think, really plays a key role in this. What I want to ask finally, sort of as we wrap up this episode, listening to you talk about sort of bringing that process of inquisitiveness and learning and conveying information to kind of a wellness and health setting, if you will, what that makes me think of is a lot of sort of, if you keep going down kind of layer by layer, it seems like that a lot of it starts with learning how important we are to ourselves. So in other words,
yes,
if a healthcare provider says to somebody, you've been smoking for 30 years and we've discussed a lot, that's not great for your lungs. This could really be a problem as you age. That's good information. People have heard that a lot before, but it seems to me that the behavior change doesn't come in till there's another layer of learning or mindfulness or thoughtfulness, which is, I guess I am really important enough and I should really think about that.
And it makes it more concrete. I was once involved in a wellness program that was about trying to get into the appropriate weight that is right for you. And I remember watching a short video, and in the video, the woman basically made a fist and said, that is basically what 1 pound of fat looks like in terms of volume.
Uh-huh.
And the moment you look at that and you think, wow, if I could lose a pound, that's like a whole fist worth of stuff, of volume. It's very thought-provoking. And I just love the idea of thinking about someone's wellness and someone's health and trying to find ways to have learning impact how we can be better. I just find that very thought-provoking.
Well, Ed, thank you for always being thought-provoking with us. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at kut.org. I'm Jennifer Staton, KUT News.